Hey everyone, it's Mike here. I just wanted to wish you a happy Halloween or Fall Festival or whatever you celebrate, or not. If you have trick-or-treaters around, make sure they're safe out there. Put some reflective stickers or high-visibility bags in their hands. A lot of people, believe it or not, think that Halloween is on the weekend, but this year it's on a Wednesday. I heard something about a bill making Halloween the last Saturday in October, but that's just rumors for all I know. Anyway, have a great whatever. Be safe, and don't eat too much candy. Now, on to the podcast. Okay, they're not creepy, but they're funny. Halloween stories. All that and more on this episode of That's My Story. Come on, listen to it. That's My Story. It'll only take a minute. That's My Story. Stories never lie to me. That's My Story. Hey everyone, welcome to That's My Story. I'm your host, Mike Barnhart. Remember how after every episode, if you've listened to this before, I ask people to send in stories to my email or text some stories to me to my phone number? Well, believe it or not, I have some stories. And these are kind of funny stories, so I will read them to you, and I hope you enjoy. Okay. This is their stories. Okay. This story is from Corinne M. Last year, my daughter and her children were invited to a Halloween party. Her older son wanted to go as Count Dracula, her daughter as a ballerina, her younger son as the cabin boy in Treasure Island. Then my daughter donned her own costume, wrapping herself in strips of white sheeting. At the party, she collapsed, exhausted, on the sofa. "And who are you?" someone asked her. "I'm a tired mummy," my daughter said. This story is from Ruth S. For Halloween, my grandson wanted to be the Incredible Hulk. Using food coloring and a washcloth, my daughter dyed his hands, face, neck, and blonde hair the green. Thank you. I want to thank listeners like you for helping this episode happen. I kind of feel like a PBS commercial right now. You ever notice how PBS doesn't really have commercials except for themselves? It's kind of weird, don't you think? Anyway, in the process of having a commercial for myself, I want to ask you to rate and review this on iTunes. Give it as many stars as you think it deserves, 5. And also, you can write or text or do a whole bunch of things at thatsmystorypod@gmail.com or 626-803-2294. Use those, and maybe I'll have your story read on the air. Or on the internet. It's not really the air, is it? Podcast. Okay. Now it's time for the joke. Most of the jokes about Halloween are about skeletons having no guts, or, you know, vampires and blood, or witches and deserts. So I'm going to tell a different joke. I'm going to tell one about zombies. Okay, here's your joke. An American lawyer asked his Czechoslovakian friend to his mountain cabin for the weekend. In the morning, the American lawyer and his Czech friend went to a berry patch to pick some berries for their morning breakfast when two zombies wandered in, a male and a female. The American lawyer, seeing the zombies, climbed the tree. His Czech friend was not so lucky. The male zombie caught him and devoured him whole. The lawyer races down in his car to the town to find a policeman. Tells the policeman what happened. Policeman grabs his gun, and the two run off to the berry patch. Sure enough, the two zombies were still there. The lawyer points out the male zombie, says, "That's the one." The policeman takes aim, shoots his gun, and kills the female zombie. The lawyer says to him, "Why'd you do that? I told you it was the other one." The policeman says, "Yeah, 2 weeks ago, would you have believed it when the lawyer told you the check's in the mail?" Okay, so that's your joke. Okay, till next time, that's my story. Thanks for listening. Bye.